AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. No two executions of convicted killers are alike in some. The condemned go to their deaths quietly. Others, like Manuel Garza Jr., don't. After apologizing to the family of a police officer he killed 14 years ago, Garza said, "Here it comes," as the lethal injection of pentobarbital was administered tonight in Huntsville, Texas. His voice rose as he said goodbye and then let out a howl before he stopped breathing. The Chicago City Council has agreed to settle with the family of a teenager who was shot to death last fall by a police officer.
The City Council approved a $5 million settlement to the family of this teenager who was shot 16 times by a Chicago police officer in October.
But AP correspondent Don Babwin reports the officer is still on the force. A convicted hitman in Detroit continues to say that a young man is in prison for killings he didn't commit.
He simply has said repeatedly, and now in a very detailed affidavit, that the kid does not belong in prison. He didn't do these four killings. I did, and this kid needs to be free.
AP correspondent Ed White reports prosecutors refuse to acknowledge the wrong man is behind bars. Two law schools are trying to get the conviction overturned. A 61-year-old mail carrier from Ruskin, Florida, is being held tonight in Washington, D.C., on charges he violated restricted airspace today when he landed his gyrocopter on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. An eyewitness says Doug Hughes didn't land there by mistake.
This is a man that knew how to fly the machine that he was in, and he looked like he had a plan.
A reporter for the Tampa Bay Times says Hughes discussed his plans with the newspaper in advance. Hughes says he was delivering letters to all members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. This is AP Radio News. A North Carolina pastor claims he and other ministers have been contacted by scammers purporting to be from the IRS.
The Reverend Al Cadenhead told a congressional committee that the official-sounding call accused him of tax fraud that could result in his arrest.
The scammers also talked a lot about notifying the media. And in my profession, that could be a nightmare.
He was told that could be averted only if he immediately transferred money through Green Dot Visa cards. Cadenhead said he's ashamed to admit he fell for it.
There have been several local ministers who said to me they had gotten the same calls.
He now wants everyone to know
that the IRS does not do business over the phone, and that when calls are received, hang up.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Midnight tonight is the deadline for filing income tax returns, a day long dreaded by those who are rushing to fill out the returns and make a payment to Uncle Sam. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.